white shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We're continuing to talk about identifying with the love of God. Our overall subject has been knowing and believing the love of God. Getting established in that knowing and believing God's love for you, not just knowing about it, but actually believing it. We've had 80-something broadcasts on this subject. You can go to KurtOwen.com, KURTOWEN.com, and you can catch up on all these broadcasts. It's also a podcast. There's also other free materials there, absolutely free. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We're going to give you an opportunity to give. That's what allows us to make these opportunities free, make these materials free. It's also what makes it possible for us to go to whatever churches invite us and do it absolutely free, no charge. If whether they receive an offering or not, pay our expenses or not, our partners make that possible. Makes it possible for us to do our missions work. We've been to Peru 7 times this year doing ministers' conferences and helping ministers and things like that. We've been to Finland this year. That was an amazing meeting. We did a ministers' conference in France. And so our partners are the ones that make that possible. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But the free materials are there for you to lay hold of these truths. Plus, there's a lot of other things there. You can also sign up for our free daily devotional. Now, we've been talking about, in particular now, after we've heard all these things about God's love, that you beginning to identify yourself as the one whom Jesus loves. Now, again, this is in John 13, in verse 21, says, when Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another and perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Now notice here, there is no hesitation in John. Well, let's compare Peter. Peter's sitting there, and he does not feel comfortable asking Jesus these questions. You know, people that are comfortable in the presence of Jesus pray in a way that's alarming to religious people because they're comfortable just talking to him. Doesn't have to be flowery, doesn't have to be set up. They're comfortable just talking to him. And they talk like they talk to him like they're talking to you because they're comfortable. And you don't mind turning to the Lord about anything. We kind of covered this yesterday. But you need to decide who you want to be in this story. Do you want to be the one that's comfortable enough to ask Jesus anything, lean back against him, knows him better? Or do you want to be the guy? Now notice this about Peter. Peter works for him. Peter knows him. Peter has a relationship with him. But he's not receiving how much Jesus cares for him. Now let's just be clear. I know Jesus loved John and he loved Peter the same. But John received more from Jesus than Peter did. John was the one chosen to receive the book of Revelation. Why? Because he was convinced of God's love for him. And there's more to it. He received answers Peter didn't get. Peter would not have had this answer if it had not been for John. Can you be religious? Can you be working for God and still not be receiving answers? Yeah, because you're afraid to ask the questions. This is the reason a lot of times people won't lay hold of God, what God desires for them, God's will for their life, because they're afraid of what the answer is going to be because they're not convinced that God loves them. Or You understand what I'm saying? And so they just don't want to ask. They're afraid of what he'll say. They're afraid. Sometimes they're intimidated by him. And listen, I believe in honoring and reverencing God, but you don't have to be intimidated by him, right? You need to be like this. And again, John was the one they couldn't kill. That he was so convinced, because the love of God, faith works by love. And if you get established in God's love for you, your faith is going to work to a much higher extent. Now, look at this. This is over in 19. Okay, wait a minute. I got to find it here. This is over in 19. Now, Jesus is being crucified, right? And they're dividing his lots. In verse 26, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene." Verse 26, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by," talking about himself again, "he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' And then he said to his disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home." Now, notice here a couple things. Again, he is identifying with his love. Now, Peter's already run off by this point, right? He's denied Jesus, and he's gone. Okay, so think about this. Peter was convinced of his love for Jesus, and he ran off. John was convinced of God's love for him, and he stayed. Too often we make our boast in the fact of how much we love God, when you should be majoring on the fact of how much God loves you. Now, do you need to love God? Yes, that is the appropriate response. But when you find your pride and your identity in God, in you loving God, do not be surprised if at times of temptation you find out maybe you didn't love God as much as you thought you did. But on the other side of it, when you find out how much God loves you, regardless of the persecution, regardless of the attacks, listen, this is the reason I'm so bold about some of the things I say, and I'm not worried about what you think. Simple truth is God is in love with me. And so even if you hate me and despise me, it is not going to change God's opinion of me. God loves me. And you know what? I don't owe you anything. You didn't die for me. You didn't give everything for me. He did. And I respect that love. And this is the thing. If you want to be strong in your Christian walk, you begin to get established on the fact of how much God loves you, and you'll realize, I don't owe people anything but love. To love them and to care for them. But whether they love me or not doesn't make any difference. I am not obligated to their opinion, but there was one that gave everything for me. You ladies out there and all these yahoos that you're trying to walk out your Christian walk, and they're trying to convince you to have sexual relations and stuff, and you're thinking, I've got to do this in order to have his love. You don't need their love. Your love bucket, love has been poured out on you because Jesus is in love with you. You are not lacking love in your life. And as soon as you get established in that, you will be able to turn to anyone and say, I don't have to compromise myself for anybody. I don't. You think you love me? Well, and they say, well, you love me. You've never given everything for me. He gave everything for me. Everything. I will not turn my back on him. I will not betray him. Isn't that awesome? You know, today is offering day on the broadcast. This is one of the things that you've got to get established in is that when God is asking you to give, he's not trying to take from you. He's trying to get to you. Notice here, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 6. And if I could find what Corinthians was, it'd help. I could quote it, but in verse 6, or excuse me, 6 and verse 9. Where am I? Oh, wait a minute. Chapter 9, verse 6. I'll get it here. It says this, "But I say this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Now notice there, you are in charge of your financial destiny by what you're willing to sow. Not what you work at, but what you're willing to sow. says, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or necessity, but God loves a cheerful giver. Now, God loves us all, but he especially prizes a cheerful giver. He has a special love for givers. Why would that be? Because when you are willing to give, it empowers God to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. See, God is in love with you. The way that he provides resources to you is in direct proportion to what you're willing to give. So the more you're willing to give, the more cheerful you are in your giving, the more you're trusting him in your giving, right? The more he can bless you with. And he gets to, when you withhold, when you won't give, when it's a manifestation of the fact you don't trust his love and you don't trust his promises and you don't trust him with your money. But when you do, that empowers him to bless you the way he's always wanted to. People say, no, nothing limits God. You're lying about it. He just said here that your financial future is empowered by your giving. That's the reason every week we give you the opportunity to give into this ministry. Why? Because we want God to be able to pour out to you. Now, does it help pay our bills? Absolutely. Do you know that it costs, this broadcast on the average right now, costs about, I think it's $500 a broadcast roughly, costs us several thousand dollars a month. If you were to give $500, you would actually pay for the production of the broadcast, of one broadcast. You would make it possible. Not only do you get to bless all these people all over the world that listen to this, but then it also opens up the door for you when you do it cheerfully, when you do it promptly, when you make a participant. It allows God to pour out his love upon you. Now, notice here what it says here. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. This is what God wants to do in your life. He's not trying to take from you. I'm not trying to take from you. I'm trying to get you to where you have better than you've ever had. But you only get there by giving. You only get there by giving. Now, if you're here in this situation where you would like to give, you just, for whatever reason, you don't feel you can, and that's not true. Listen, get our address. Mail us a button off your shirt. Mail us a rock. Pray over it. If you don't can, that's not. We just want you to get up. We want you to participate so that God can honor you back. But I believe finances definitely help because the radio station won't take rocks. But the thing of it is that it's in the giving and in your heart to give. So what I want to do for you today is I want to pray this. If this is you, I'm going to pray over you today for two things. I'm going to pray over your giving, and I'm going to pray that God supply you seed to sow if you want to sow. Father, in the name of Jesus, right here and right now, you've heard what I've said. Lord, because of your love, you desire for them to give so that you can multiply what they have given. Father, I ask you right now to strengthen them with faith, strengthen them with might through your spirit and their inner man, that they will be bold in their giving. And Father, if they desire to sow, I ask you to give them resources right now into their hands so that they can sow them, so that they can be a participant in what you're doing in this ministry all over the world. Father, I thank you that when the money comes into their hands unexpectedly, they will operate in integrity and they'll give it. Now, all those people that are giving today, Father, I thank you that you multiply, you increase them. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael's going to take this opportunity to teach you how to give. Thank you.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, knowing and believing the love of God with Kurt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a